863-1414.
You are listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org. Coming up next, TwitWit. Stay tuned.
From Berkeley, it's TwitWit Radio. Responsible anarchy.
You are listening to Pacifica Community Radio.
I do not have attention deficit disorder. I have surplus attention capacity syndrome.
Well, I never thought I'd be sitting on a council with a bunch of socialists, but it's quite obvious that that's what this council is beginning to become. There's been an attempt to run Chevron out of town. This attitude of continued bashing and bashing and bashing a company that is eventually going to create serious problems for this entire city. You're going to run them out of town, and that's your intent. Chevron pays something like $35 million a year. Where in the world are you going to get that replacement? And you make them agitated, and you're trying to run them out of town. And I'm not for it. As big as Chevron is, multi-billion dollar corporation, can very easily say, hey, look, I've had enough, and I'm out of here. And this city is going to be a ghost town. You just can't keep beating up on Chevron and then want them to hang around in this city. And I'm sorry to say, I never thought I'd be sitting on a council with a bunch of socialists.
Voting Matt Bates for mayor on November 4th.
I'm Chevron boy.
I'm Berkeley Kid, and this is TwitWit Radio. The local election episode. Half true, more or less, 100% of the time. Are we ready?
Yes, yes. Let's go.
I'm ready.
Present.
10-5.
Without objection.
Round one. The category is purchasing the city council. For 50 points, give a half true answer to this question. Oh, what's in it for Chevron?
I know this. Because it's...
What?
Repeat the question, please.
Give a half-true answer to this question.
Who is Chevron's boy at Richmond City Hall? Willie Brown.
Jerry Brown. Could it be Nat Bates?
We have a loser. Nat Bates.
Point of misinformation.
Fact check has a point.
Each answer was half true. We have a tie.
Everybody is on the scoreboard.
Everyone has 25 points.
And listeners can tweet their endorsements for mayor now at TwitWit Radio.
I have a question.
Truthy Dare has a question.
Well, why aren't 12-year-olds allowed to vote?
Is that a motion?
Hey, I'm 14 and I've never voted legally in my life.
Do your parents know?
It was their idea.
I'm sorry, but you can go to jail for voting illegally?
A second.
Is there any discussion?
Think globally, but vote stupidly.
Why would anybody do that?
I wasn't paying attention to local issues.
Well, what were you paying attention to?
The World Series. I am a deeply ignorant voter.
It's your civic duty to vote, no matter how ignorant you are.
Well, I'm making a motion to lower the voting age to 12.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there discussion?
Not me. I'm a low-information voter.
10-point penalty, willful ignorance.
The election is in 2 days. The question is, what are we going to do about it? With me on the panel, former Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan.
I am not the former mayor of Oakland until the polls close.
That would be Tuesday. Also begging for my support is Richmond Mayor wannabe Nat Bates.
I don't need your support. I'm here to talk about changing the name of Richmond to Chevron City.
What it'd like to be Chevron's boy.
Corporations are people, and I am a people person.
A rich people person.
Corporate personhood is a fact in Oakland, too, whether I like it or not.
Some corporate people are better endowed and can write bigger checks than poor people.
Are you going to endorse me or that damn dog?
Is Mayor Kwan having a bad day?
I'm fighting for my political life against a dog.
Which dog?
Einstein, the dog, is the write-in candidate to beat in the Oakland mayor's race.
I love Einstein, the dog, but I don't agree with anything he's ever said.
I'm here because the next mayor of Chevron City has to reach out to sit down on his critics. Can Tom Butt do that? So I'm proposing a cash offer. How much does it cost to stop bashing and bashing and bashing Chevron and end the damn lawsuit? We can't afford to be suing ourselves, not in Richmond nor Chevron City.
In the spirit of compromise, how about Richmond-Chevron City?
Well, that could hurt the reputation of the corporation.
Do you have a plan to end poverty?
The Nat Bates plan is to lower taxes on soda pop and junk food.
While increasing the sugar and fat we are all addicted to.
Mayor Kwan, if you become the next mayor of Oakland, are you going to change Oakland's name?
I'm hearing offers on Tuesday. Next question.
Point of order.
The facilitator has a point.
There is a dog in the lobby running for mayor of Oakland.
Oh, that's Einstein the dog.
You know him?
Well, we used to run around together.
Oh.
Take a seat, Einstein. Choosing a dog to lead Oakland is not easy.
There are so many dogs to choose from.
What is wrong with the mayor we got now?
I hear you, Einstein. Questions?
I never thought I would be sitting on a panel with a socialist dog.
That's not a question. 10-point penalty.
Point of order.
Einstein is not a socialist. Okay. He says he's not a socialist. He's a responsible anarchist.
I cannot afford to lose this race to an anarchist dog.
The facilitator has lost control of the meeting.
I am not the problem.
I didn't say it was a problem.
2 minutes.
What is Nat Bates going to do for the resident of Richmond?
Every resident of Chevron City, Richmond, will receive $100,000. That's my plan. $100,000 for each resident. We got 100,000 people living here, don't we?
Does anyone have a calculator?
Well, $100,000 times 100,000 people is $10 billion.
Where are you going to get $10 billion?
A new gambling casino and resort hotel.
The money should come from Chevron. They made $25 billion profit last year.
The company makes a $15 billion profit, and each resident of Richmond gets $100,000 checks.
I represent Richmond part-time working families. Each person living in Richmond should get $200,000.
Yeah!
The company would still net a $5 billion profit.
I don't want to victimize Chevron just because they backed my campaign. I'm saying we pay off the residents by investing in casino gambling on the waterfront.
This is high school math. Who can figure it out?
All those in favor of endorsing Nat Bates for mayor of Chevron Richmond City say aye.
This vote is rigged.
All in favor of endorsing Gene Kwan, mayor of Oakland.
I am nobody's female dog.
All in favor of endorsing Einstein, the dog, for mayor, say aye. Aye.
Chevron wants from their mayor is an opportunity to open the door and sit down and discuss Chevron's concerns. And I'm committed to that. Being the largest corporation and taxpayer in the city of Richmond, Chevron have engaged in protecting their interests. And they have selected candidates, not just me, but others, who they feel they can work with. Chevron provide finances to campaign, but they do not vote. I'm Chevron boy.
Don't you think it's time for revolution? Don't you think it's time we pull the strings? This man's a puppet, a Wall Street puppet. Does not deserve my loyalty. Don't you think it's time for revolution? Don't you think it's time we do something? This Wall Street puppet, this TV Muppet, he does not work for you or me.
Marina Allen. everyone. I'm Berkeley Kid, and this is TwitWit Radio, half true, more or less 100% of the time.
You people are ignorant of the politics going down in Chevron City, Richmond.
And in Oakland, too.
And I suppose you know better?
I have been around the block.
It's question time. Step up to the microphone. State your name and blood sugar level.
My name is Gail McLaughlin. I have no empty sugar calories in my bloodstream because the soda pop tax is saving lives. No thanks to Nat Bates, a committed junk food trafficker who should take a hike or ride a bicycle. When I was mayor of Richmond, I proposed bicycle lanes, not gambling casinos.
Can we get back to Oakland? I'm proposing more police in the 100 block high crime area as soon as we agree on which high crimes are a priority. Murder rates in Oakland are unsustainable.
What is the sustainable murder rate?
Well, murder goes up, then it comes down. I mean, how do you plan a budget with these gyrations?
If I'm elected mayor, how many drive-by killings are we going to have? We need to set a goal so we have something to shoot for.
What about police gang violence?
Now, police gangs are not under my authority in wartime.
Is that true?
The Patriot Act something.
That is ridiculous. How many police gang murders can this city sustain?
Well, my crime plan is to provide free lock-picking classes for repeat offenders.
I used to be a drive-by killer, but now I attend the mayor's free lock-picking workshop instead.
It reduces the murder rate by increasing burglaries among at-risk offenders.
I have burglarized every apartment in my building instead of killing the landlord.
Yeah, that's right. Smart criminals choose burglary as an alternative to murder.
Right. Okay, burglaries are up and murders are down in Oakland, but Richmond is a different story.
I think I'm falling in love with you, Jane.
No means no.
Now, how many residents have been murdered by Oakland and Richmond police? And the junk food vending machines in the schools? Who is going to protect our obese children from an early death because of it?
I am proud to be a lifelong soda pop drinker. I love junk food.
Do you think I'm fat?
My entire district is fat. I have no problem with it. No socialist red nanny state can dictate our dietary future, not in a free country.
All right. Nat Bates is an admitted junk food eater. What kind of example is that?
It is my opinion that some soda pop needs even more sugar.
All right, I call the question.
Is it question time again?
Question time is not debatable.
Let's take a vote.
All in favor of increasing the amount of sugar in soda pop, raise your glass.
Let's take a musical break.
Nat Bates, they call me Chevron's boy. Chevron's buying
Chevron's
Richmond.
Richmond.
Richmond's always been Chevron's toy. Chevron's buying
Chevron's
Richmond.
Buying Richmond.
Nat Bates believes all the new bike lanes are radical socialist plans put in place to tie Chevron's hands. Oakland Mayor Quans versus Einstein Dog. We're endorsing Einstein.
Endorsing Einstein.
Quan
lockpicking workshops.
Lockpicking workshops.
The Auckland cops do not care who wins. They know they're in charge either way. Until this dog has his day. To the Chevron boy, Nat opposes nightly. Say goodbye to this Chevron boy. Nat opposes nightly.
Chevron thinks that Richmond is for sale and they've got this race in the can. But McLaughlin's no flush in the pan. Makes up a little mare. He might hump your leg, but never lies. Dogs don't do corruption. You could do worse than writing his name. The selection's going to be fun. Chevron boy and mare Quanada.
Is the major target after her newsletter appears to promote a class designed to teach people how to pick a lock.
The name of the class, Introduction to Lock Picking, and it was listed on Mayor Gene Kwan's newsletter. In a statement, Mayor Gene Kwan acknowledged students must either bring their own lockpick tools or they can purchase a set.
It's not illegal to buy and sell lockpicks in California.
It's called the Open Organization of Lockpickers.
I honestly feel that a lot of people should have these skills.
Popular in crime, in our community. In a statement, Mayor Gene Kwan acknowledged, quote, I apologize. This weekend's three-hour lockpicking workshop is completely sold out.
This is Twitwood Radio. I'm Berkeley Kidd, and this is our special fall election show.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm what you call a swing voter. I mean, well, really, I really like the swing. You know what I mean.
What is your question, swing voter?
Well, would Chevron consider buying my vote?
No.
Do you have any skills I can use in my campaign?
I swing both ways. But that's not all. Sometimes I swing three ways.
We are all looking for a third way.
Not me, unless I'm drunk.
Do you have a drinking problem?
Well, you should ask Mayor Kwan about that.
I am not my husband's keeper.
Do you realize what you just said?
Are you going to take a vote to endorse my campaign or not?
Jean, I have something to say.
Go ahead. What?
I'm not a low information voter. I am a high disinformation voter. I watch a lot of TV. But what I have to tell you is, oh, it's embarrassing.
Well, what is it? What is it?
I'm in love with your husband, and I don't care who knows it.
Me all, and my husband?
All in favor of reserving a table for three at Ratto's, say aye.
Aye.
Einstein, sit.
What does Einstein want?
He wants to lower the voting age to 12.
Is there a second?
Second. No objection.
Truthy Dare has no objection.
Never trust anyone older than 13.
All in favor of lowering the voting age to 12 years old, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I oppose socialist 12-year-olds and unprocessed foods. I've always hated plain yogurt. Who can eat that crap? Contaminated with organic things I can't pronounce. What is arugula? We should not be putting socialist vegetables in the school cafeteria vending machines.
I can second that.
All in favor of removing healthy food from Richmond school cafeterias?
Out of order. The school district decides on that, not the council.
All in favor of lowering the voting age to 12 years old?
Aye. Aye.
The voting age is 12 years old.
Very good news.
I'm Richmond City Councilman Nat Bates, and I am a candidate for the mayor of Richmond. With respect to crime, this city controls crime. We are listed as the top 10 cities in the nation with homicides and serious crime. If I am elected mayor, I will immediately top the top 10 serious crime program.
Nat Bates for mayor on November 4th.
I'm Chevron Boy.
Nat Bates.
I'm Berkeley Kidd, and this is TwitWit Radio. Before we go any further, are there any announcements?
Yes, I have an announcement.
Go ahead.
Chevron stinks.
They're trying to buy the city council.
I didn't interrupt you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
State your name and number.
I'm Bingo, N23. Why is Chevron allowed to spend $3 million to choose the next mayor?
And what are you going to do about it?
I'm just asking.
Why would anybody elect Nate Bates or Gene Kwan to be mayor of anything?
They know where the money is.
Oh, no. Greed is just their cover story. It's power that drives these people. The power to kill human beings who get in their way. To poison the residents and make a big mess wherever they go. If Nat Bates is elected instead of Tom Butt, the lawsuit with Chevron will be dropped. And the settlement money won't be enough to pay our funeral costs.
Settlement money?
How much are we talking about?
A big lot of settlement money.
Define big lot of settlement money.
More than you will ever know.
I do not trust this dude.
If I am elected mayor of Oakland, I will raise the minimum wage to $175 an hour.
Yeah. And if I'm elected mayor of Chevron City, Richmond, I will raise taxes on organic probiotic soft drinks and settle for an undisclosed amount of cash from the Chevron folks. They can deal with me.
If I am elected to the city council, I will make Chevron install respirators on every street corner. Richmond needs more burn clinics and better death benefits for the survivors.
And that concludes this week's TwitWit Radio, featuring Lori Holt, Mantra Plonzi, James King, Kenneth McGee, Asha Dev, Karen Ripley, Carol Denny, and Berkeley Kidd. That's me. Produced by George Coates. Directed by Bubba Tyrone. Cavette Hughes on keys. Board operator Lily Dubois. Special thanks to the Internet Archive, the Berkeley Playhouse, and the KPFA Apprenticeship Program. If you like what we're doing here, donate something nice online at kpfa.org now.